Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport, Dharma, religion, Kvachit, one may have full knowledge of, Tatra, therein, Na, not, Bhuta Sauridam, friendship with other living entities, Tyaga, renunciation, Kvachit, one may possess, Tatra, therein, Na, not, Muktikaranam, the cause of liberation, Viryam, power, Na, not, Pumsa, of any person, Asti, there may be, Ajavega Nishkritam, no release from the power of time, Na, nor, he, indeed, Dvitiya, the second one, Gunasanga Varjita, completely freed from the contamination of the modes of nature. Someone may possess full knowledge of religion, but still not be kind to all living entities. In someone, whether human or demigod, there may be renunciation, but that is not the cause of liberation. Someone may possess great power and yet be unable to check the power of eternal time. Someone else may have renounced attachment to the material world, yet he cannot compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, no one is completely freed from the influence of the material modes of nature. Purport. The statement Dharma Kvachit Tatra Nabhuta Sauridam is very important in this verse. We actually see that there are many Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and religionists of other cults who adhere to their religious principles very nicely, but are not equal to all living entities. Indeed, although they profess to be very religious, they kill poor animals. Such religion has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8 Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8 says, Dharmasvanustita pungsam visvakshena katasuyaha notpadayet yadiratim shrama eva ikevalam. One may be very expert in following the religious principles of his own sect, but if he has no tendency to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his observance of religious principles is simply a waste of time. One must develop a sense of loving Vasudev. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. The sign of a devotee is that he is a friend to everyone. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. A devotee will never allow a poor animal to be killed in the name of religion. This is the difference between a superficially religious person and a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We find that there have been many great heroes in history, but they could not escape from the cruel hands of death. Even the greatest hero cannot escape from the ruling power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna comes as death, that is described by Krishna himself, Mrityu Sarva Harashtaham, the Lord, appearing as death, takes away a hero's so-called power. Even Hiranyakashipu could not be safe when Nrisimhadev appeared before him as death. One's material strength is nothing before the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma kvachit tatra na bhuta sauridam, tyaga kvachit tatra na mukti karanam, viryam na pumsostya javega nishkritam, nahi dvitiyo gurna sangha varjita. Someone may possess full knowledge of religion, but still not be kind to all living entities. In someone, whether human or demigod, there may be renunciation, but that is not the cause of liberation. Someone may possess great power and yet be unable to check the power of eternal time. Someone else may have renounced attachment to the material world, yet he cannot compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, no one is completely freed from the influence of the material modes of nature. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adesha Tarine. So this is a verse spoken by the goddess of fortune, Sri Lakshmi Devi. She is actually the head of a Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya. I will not go into the controversy of female gurus because that will be like too... Yeah, I will not go get into that because that's... But anyway, she is the head of the Sri Sampradaya, whatever that is. And she's speaking about... the position of Krishna or Vishnu, her husband, as superior to the position of anyone. Anything we have, any power we have, like there are six opulences, wealth, fame, renunciation, help me please, beauty, knowledge and strength, right? Did I miss any? So, strength. So, these are the six opulences the Lord possess in all respects, in an absolute dimension. But whatever everyone else possesses is just a spark of the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Lord gives any of these opulences to anyone, that being can manifest that power. Ultimately, Krishna, as His Holiness Giridhara Maharaj will put it, Krishna is everything, but not everything is Krishna. So, whatever we have is Krishna's power, but we are not Krishna. We are constitutionally made to serve Krishna as his eternal devotees. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about religionists who may know perfectly the principles of religion stated in their respective scriptures and do not see everyone equally. And that sometimes we point the finger to other traditions. We say, like any other people, the different groups of religions, but we need to see what about ourselves. Like Srila Prabhupada uses the term sect here, and of course we don't like to be called a sect due to the pejorative meaning of the term, but sometimes Srila Prabhupada does use the term sect to refer to a particular Vaishnava Sampradaya. So in that sense we are also a sect. We are a sect in the sense that we are a Sampradaya, and Srila Prabhupada qualifies us as a sect. So we shouldn't think that because we have been given the opportunity to become pure devotees of the Lord, we have received the mercy of the Acharya, of Srila Prabhupada, we shouldn't take it for granted that we are properly situated. It all depends whether we take, whether we accept the transcendental knowledge which have been given to us. And accepting the transcendental knowledge means to live according to that knowledge. And this is not something that we can do fully by our own power. We can do our best to perform properly devotional service, but we may not be able to do it unless we get the mercy of the Lord. As it is said, man proposes, God disposes. So we can take one step towards Krishna, and Krishna, of course, is willing to give the mercy, but as the Upanishadic verse goes, Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo, namedaya navahuda shrutena. It is not possible to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the understanding of the Self, by our own intelligence, by great discussions, by great meetings, only to that person to whom the Lord selects, that person can receive the mercy of the Lord. So, this is the one point mentioned in the verse. We shouldn't take it for granted. Then says, someone may possess great power and yet be unable to check the power of eternal time. And this we see many times. Like not long ago, one of the political leaders in the world, you have heard, in Venezuela, Mr. Hugo Chavez, he was very influential, very strong person. But when eternal time came to call him, nobody could protect him. I was told that one of the last things he said to the people who were surrounding him before death was, please do not let me die. So he wanted to be protected. He was asking for protection. So even though he was so powerful, and practically he was so powerful that even nowadays the country is being ruled according to his regime. He created an influence which is still perpetuating after his death. But the proof that that influence was not his own, the proof that that influence is coming from Krishna ultimately, and of course it's coming in the case of this person, is through the modes of material nature. and the modes of material nature work under the direction of the Lord. Mayati akshena prakriti sujate sacharacharam. So the influence was perpetuated after his death, but when the result of his activities, which gave him power, ended, or even on a higher level, when the Lord decided that he has to move out, then he had to pass away. He couldn't prolong his life, not even for 1 minute more. Someone else may have renounced attachment to the material world, yet he cannot compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can you think of any examples like that from Scripture? Somebody who renounced to the material world, but who great renouncers, who cannot be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I didn't have much time to prepare, so I'm using the teaching skills to get involved. Durvasa Muni will be an example, a very renowned personality, but then he lost his temper, so he couldn't, it's very far from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he's a partial incarnation of Lord Shiva. Any other examples can you think of? Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami is, of course, he's compared sometimes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, someone could say. Even his bodily luster is like Krishna's. He's compared. So what will you say to that? What will you say? Yadavara. Okay. But let's go back. Yadavara, we can look at these examples. Shukadeva Goswami, he's compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But is he compared to the Lord due to his renunciation? Or is he compared to the Lord due to something else? Due to his bodily features? Good. Is he compared due to his renunciation? Or perhaps he's compared because he's situated on the same transcendental platform. Because he's in touch, he's constantly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he has acquired similar bodily features to those of the Lord. But it was not due to his renunciation. Therefore, Lakshmi Devi is saying that even though someone may be extremely renowned, can never be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead due to the opulence of renunciation. It will be only due to devotion to the Lord that all these opulences become manifest in that person by the will of the Lord. Let's discuss Jadabharat. What about Jadabharat? He's a Paramahamsa. He was very renounced, extremely renounced. So in what way would we say he cannot be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is a jiva. Okay, good. Very good point. So being, even though he's a pure devotee, he's jiva tattva, doesn't have the power of the Lord, and what that jiva is renouncing is not his. So if we have nothing, what are we renouncing to? But the Lord possesses everything, and he's truly renouncing, because he, despite the fact that he has everything, he becomes the servant of his devotee. he becomes a chariot driver. That's actually really renunciation. Whatever you wanted to contribute.
Well, I was thinking of somebody very renowned.
Somebody Muni, very renowned person, so much so that was able to be under the water and completely control the senses. But then when the Lord, through his powerful material nature, sent two fishes that started copulating in front of him, he couldn't control his senses. So that shows how sense control is under the protection or under the power of the Lord. Only when the Lord allows somebody to control his senses, it's possible to do it. When the Lord does not allow it, it's not possible to do it. So these are some points related to the verse. Comments or questions? We have 50 minutes for discussion.